The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions during the week, call us at 512-238-0762 or visit our website at armormenshealth.com. The Armour Men's Health Hour is a show dedicated to providing information on a variety of medical topics, some of which may include sensitive subject material about penises. All cases discussed have been done with the permission of the people involved and their penises.
Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my co-host Donna Lee.
Hi, why do you always start laughing right before you say that?
I don't know. I want to set a mental thing just in case I ever have to replace you.
Oh, that's so not nice.
Here with my co-host
Donna Lee.
Amber Johnson. Anyway, I'm Dr. Mystery. I'm your host today. This is the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm a board-certified urologist. The show here is brought to you by our urology practice, NAU Urology Specialist.
And what did NAU stand for?
It used to stand for North Austin Urology, but then we opened a Dripping Springs in South Austin office, which I thought was going to stay with this Keep Austin Weird thing, but no, they didn't like that.
They were keeping Austin North.
That's right. And we're slowly and surely making our brand transition to Urology Specialist of Austin. So
USA.
We're just so confused right now with our little brand. The Armour Men's Health Hour isn't going to change.
That's right. It's called growth. And we have a lot of it. And we're the second largest urology clinic in the entire city.
You know what being the second largest group in Austin means, don't you?
It means we're cuter.
It means that we just try a little bit harder.
On Saturday nights.
That's right. This is a show in which we try to explore in depth men's health issues, even if they pertain to both men and women that can affect you or a family member.
You know what? I had two patients I talked to this week, and they said because of the extensive and expansive information that you shared that was so much more than what they thought was urology, they made appointments.
Yes.
They were like, Dr. Mystery was talking about my cholesterol might be
two?
The problem. Well, we've had a bunch, but specifically talked to two, and I shouldn't be answering the phones, but we're a little short-staffed.
I will tell you that it has been an absolute pleasure and honor to be able to provide this show. We love our listener engagement. I know it's hard to hear this in the car and then go home with your questions and then get on the email and send us an email, but we are at armormenshealth.com. That's A-R-M-O-R, menshealth.com. Donna, why don't you tell people about our urology practice?
That's right. Our urology practice is second to none, and we are located at 970 Hester's Crossing in Round Rock, Texas. We have a location in North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs. You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. And I always get a little chuckle when somebody calls and I happen to answer the phone and they're like, is this the Donna from the show? And I'm like, yes, it is. So there you go.
Now, what's weird about that is that you are a professional comedian, so you should expect people to remember you.
No, usually they have to see you. Like, I used to get recognized in comedy when I did a lot of comedy everywhere, but now it's just my voice.
I've never been famous, and when people don't know who I am, I'm a little offended, actually.
The gas station, you're just mad.
Like, you don't know who I am? I'm on the radio.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well,
and email us the questions at armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com.
Now, we try to make this kind of a generic show because we want people to listen on our podcast and we don't want to make it dated. But we are living in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic.
That's getting old.
It sure is. You know, it's very interesting, Donna. As a physician, it's hard to balance when you're trying to see patients in the office between what you consider a societal recommendation and imperative to stay at home and socially distance versus the other one, which is that people are sick and need to be seen by their doctor.
Right.
This week has been an interesting show of that. We've had patients that didn't want to come in for conditions in which they clearly needed hands laid on them to examine their problem.
Right.
And I will tell you that, at least with our practice, if you are listening to this show on the radio and you have an urgent urologic issue, please call. You know, even if we just do our initial visit over the telephone, I can at least determine whether or not you need to be seen in the office. As my doctor friends mention on our Facebook combined pages, the usual health concerns that people have are certainly still happening. I mean, we still have problems with kidney stones, testis masses, abnormal lab tests, perhaps coming out for your erectile dysfunction or Peyronie's disease could probably wait a week or two, but we can at least discuss a lot of that on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
We have the time and the capacity and certainly the willingness to help take care of you.
Right. And I can tell the difference between last week and this week. People are like, oh no, I'm not going anywhere last week. Scared. I'm staying at home. This week, they're like, can I please come see you?
Because
I need to get out of this house.
Well, we're making a lot of changes just like you would make at any thoughtful medical practice. We're limiting the foot traffic through the waiting room. We are thoroughly cleaning. But, you know, we've always been a clean, hygienic place as it is. So luckily...
Well, kind of have to be, huh?
That's right. We learned about hand washing a long time ago, especially where we work and how we work and what we touch around here.
Yeah, we touch a lot of things.
So this week, a lot of the very interesting topics that I was able to contend with were, I think, a little more complicated. I think that since men are kind of not coming in, when I do get a hold of them, they want to talk about everything. We're talking about BPH and enlarged prostate quite a bit this week, especially if all you're doing is sitting at home and drinking fluid and then realizing you're having to get up, you know, to go pee every hour.
Right.
Maybe a little bit of self-introspection is happening. Just a reminder to those of you that are newer listeners or never heard us talk about our approach to enlarged prostate. We take a very comprehensive approach that tries to really focus on which symptom is bothering you the most. I think a lot of men have just been told they had an enlarged prostate. Today I had a 41-year-old patient that mentioned to us that they have an enlarged prostate and they've had it for the last 5 or 7 years. Hmm. And it's just really hard for me to believe that someone in their early 30s is going to have really urinary symptoms from an enlarged prostate. So we were able to delve into it a lot more and really uncover a lot of issues, including a trauma history that probably is having a lot more of an impact. And if you do really have an enlarged prostate with slow flow, delayed urinary stream, recurrent UTIs, difficulty emptying your bladder, we have a lot of minimally invasive techniques that we can try to offer you. Some of those include things like UroLift or Rezūm. We offer all the traditional therapies. We're going to go into each one of those therapies one at a time, really in depth. And if you are interested in listening on the podcast, you will hear a number of in-depth explanations with men's health experts and myself talking about these different treatments for an enlarged prostate.
You know, we had a really good question that came through the phones today. Patient called and said he had, he presented with hematuria, blood in his urine. He was told by another urologist he had prostatitis.
Okay.
Then he said the urologist missed the 5 milliliter kidney stone. Then he said the urologist said they are not connected, prostatitis and kidney stone. And the patient was like, I don't believe that at all. And I want a second opinion.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it sounds like to me the prostatitis was the wrong diagnosis. Because what happens with a kidney stone frequently is as it makes its journey from the kidney down into the bladder, it can get hung up right at the end of the tube right before it goes into the bladder. And that can frequently cause symptoms of urinary urgency and frequency. So if a patient comes into the office and has blood in their urine that they can see, along with frequency and urgency, I think, you know, a primary care doctor, so I'm not going to let the urologist go on this one. A primary care doctor might say that this person has a urinary tract infection and say, well, it's probably just a urinary tract infection. And in men, we usually can attribute it to a prostatitis or a prostate infection. But I will tell you that I don't usually associate blood in the urine that you can see immediately with a prostatitis in a man. And because I know that a stone at the very end of the ureter can mimic a urinary tract infection, I will almost always get a CT scan. And I suspect that this urologist also got a CT scan, which is how the 5 millimeter stone was diagnosed. And so when they say that the stone and the prostatitis aren't connected, I think that is a true statement on the urologist's point. But if you take it a step backwards, not forwards, backwards, the urinary complaints of urinary urgency and frequency and the stone are absolutely connected to one another. So I think that leaving that office with the diagnosis of prostatitis and then connecting the stone and the prostatitis are probably where the misallocation of you know, cause and symptom are.
Gotcha.
But certainly a stone as it's traveling, especially as it ends right at in the middle of his journey, right at the end of the tube,
mm-hmm.
will cause blood in the urine, urinary urgency frequency,
mm-hmm.
and I guess could be commonly mistaken with a prostatitis diagnosis.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, that's a great question.
It was by accident.
Unfortunately, that guy already passed the stone. There's nothing for me to do now.
You can just meet him.
And he got his second opinion for free.
Right. It's true.
It's probably the best part of this show. It's probably going to be the longest second opinion you get for free in your life.
I better call him because then he doesn't have to come in.
No, don't do that.
Just kidding.
We can still see him for erectile dysfunction and low testosterone and all the other things. But most importantly, what we can do is put him on one of the most extensive nutritional programs to prevent the recurrence of kidney stones in the city. We
have a lovely segment.
We have a registered dietitian on staff.
We do.
An amazing program with laboratory mm-hmm. testing and nutritional interventions and just really a program that I am super proud of.
And you're super excited about it all the time.
Super excited.
Robert Mendiola is our registered dietitian. He's on site and he's ready to go.
That's right. Well, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us?
You can call us at 512-238-0762 during the week. You can ask for me as well. You can also email us your wonderful questions at armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. And listen to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. It's free. We'll be right back.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. Email questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back with the Armor Men's Health Hour.